I got some news for you.
Every show is a bringer show.
You just don't view it that way yet, but I'll explain later on in the video. First of all, what is a bringer show for comics? It's usually when one comic or a slash producer, comics love to call themselves producers when they're doing bringer shows, but also sometimes clubs, they will book you on a showcase. There's usually 10 to 12 comics on this showcase, and each of you has to bring 5 to 10 people, paying customers who also have to pay for a 2-drink minimum so that you can do time in that show so that you can perform. I know a lot of you hate bringer shows. Funny story, that's how I met Ari Shaffir. It's 1999. There's this rinky-dink comedy club in a strip mall. I don't even remember the name of it, but it was in Encino, California. It was basically a bringer comedy club. You had to bring paying customers, and they had to pay the 2-drink minimum. Right at the main entrance, between outside the club and inside the club, that door was open. There was the comedy club owner, me, and Ari Shaffir. I was in the middle of the club owner and Ari screaming at each other. Ari, I think he was just starting out. He's going off. This is not how you treat comics. You shouldn't have to bring people. You're making money off the backs of us. This is an outrage. And he was, you know, cursing and all that. And I got where he was coming from. I agreed to some extent. However, I told him, I thought we were going to get in a fight, to be honest. But we both kind of, he left, and I just kind of simmered down. Anyways, I told him what I'm going to tell you. There's three main clubs in the heart of Los Angeles or Hollywood. The Improv, the Comedy Store, and the Laugh Factory. If a random person or a tourist wants to go see comedy, why wouldn't they go there instead of all the way out to Encino to see a bunch of people just starting out? This club couldn't survive by advertising in the LA Weekly. And for all of us there, if we were so great, we'd be getting regular spots at the three main clubs. So, bringer shows are kind of a necessary evil. You can avoid bringer shows altogether if you want and just do open mics. Here's the problem with that. Open mics are usually comics in the audience. So instead of getting a true read on your material and your performance, you're going to start tailoring your act to make the other comics laugh, which will usually bring you down a very dark path. A lot of inside jokes, comics laugh at the darkest, craziest stuff. So, again, you can do it, but you got to get on some book shows, even if you have to bring people. So I'm going to tell you how to utilize bringer shows to your best advantage. I know a lot about bringer shows because when I was first in LA, I used to run them with my friends. Ours were a bit different, though. We were doing shows at this place called Luna Park, which was kind of famous in the comedy world because that show Uncabaret was based out of there. Kind of the whole wave of alternative comedy in Los Angeles. So we would do shows in that room. Here's the catch. We had to pay $250 for 2 hours for that room. And we had to guarantee 50 people. For every person less than 50, we had to pay, I think it was $5 or $10. So say we had 25 people show up. That's another $250 or $175, whatever the math is. So there were three of us, me, my buddy Brian Burke, and TK Madison, who now owns a comedy club in Dallas, Texas.
If you think it's hard getting 5 friends to show up to your comedy show, try dealing with 5 comics.
Every week I would hear an excuse. All 5 of my friends were in a boating accident. Can I still go up though? Please. I'll go up early. Yeah, I had like 20 people say they were going to come, but man, can I still go up though? And look, none of us three were hard asses. We were fellow comics. We were trying to create a good room with a packed crowd for comics who weren't getting up at the main clubs, who wanted to get a really good tape or have an agent or manager come out and see them. That's what that was for. And that room worked for me. I got a writing job out of it for a website. I got a manager. I even got Montreal showcases. We had literal
Montreal New Faces showcases at our Bringer show. Agents and managers would be there all the time. It really worked out well for all the comics doing it. We weren't doing it to make money. But if the comics didn't bring their friends, nobody would have been there. So a lot of times what comics would do was they would form a six-person group. And when one was doing a Bringer show, the other five would show up and pay. And then it would rotate out. That wasn't always great for us because we wanted non-comics to make up the audience. But hey, that's fair. That's a good way around the system. There's a couple ways you can use Bringer shows to your advantage. One of the main ones is to see how your material does in front of kind of a regular crowd. Yeah, people are there to see their friend, but a good host will say, hey, look, this isn't a competition. We hope you stay to the end, and not laughing at one comic won't make the other comics or your friend seem that much better. Have a good time. It's just a regular show. And the audience has kind of got it. So we had, Luna Park was legendary. And my buddy, my dear friend, Sam Brown, ran one of the best shows there. I'll probably make a whole video about him. Rest in peace, Sammy. Man, he taught me so much just about life. Here's another time that I would do a Bringer show. If I needed a good tape. So it's usually going to be a pretty full crowd if all the comics bring people like they're supposed to. And I could set up my camera. It's not going to be an open mic. There's not going to be all this talking in the back from comics, just kind of, you know, bullshitting around like they do at open mics. I want a clean tape so that I can send that clip out to club owners and bookers and get some work off of it. Because sending a tape from an open mic, unless you are absolutely killing and you have some rare talent that the world hasn't discovered yet, it's going to be more difficult. It's not impossible, more difficult. Another reason to do a Bringer show, if the club in your town has like a contest, those are always Bringer shows pretty much because it's voted on by the crowd. We have it here at the Funny Bone. Bring as many people as you can. You might win. You might get some money out of it. And what better introduction to that club than you winning their competition and having a packed house and they know that you have people that showed up. You're going to get more work. You know why? You're making them money. And that goes back to everything's a Bringer, which I'm setting up callbacks for the bigger thing. I'm doing reverse callbacks on why everything's a Bringer. Another time to do a Bringer show, if you want to impress someone. If you have an agent or a manager coming out, you want them to see, this is mainly for New York and LA, but you want a more controlled environment than a regular open mic. You want something where, hey, this is going to be a good positive crowd. They're out to see their friends. They're going to give it up. Or if you want your mom or dad to come, or family members, or if you're on a date even. I don't know. Whoever you're trying to impress. Impress them at a good show. Here's the Bringer shows I wouldn't do. The ones that seem like scams. So, this is always kind of funny but sad to me. I'm not going to call anybody out. I don't even remember who booked these things. But they would advertise them as industry nights at a well-known club in Los Angeles. And comics start thinking, oh, there's going to be industry in the audience. There's going to be agents and managers and TV and movie execs. They're going to see me. I'm going to get discovered. The problem was they were on Sunday nights. Agents and managers and people that work in the business, the last thing they want to do on a Sunday night is go to a comedy show. If there's not a bunch of industry out on a Sunday, they'll go out on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But usually on the weekends, they're doing other stuff. They're reading scripts or they're working on a pro. I don't know what agents and managers and executives do, but I'll tell you what they're not doing. Very rarely are they going to a comedy show at 7:30 at night on a Sunday. Very rarely are they going to a comedy show at 6 p.m. on a Monday. So think about it. 7:30 on a Tuesday night, all day. Midnight on a Saturday, Probably not. I'd also stay away from shows that are booked by what I'll call unreasonable people. If you're booked on a Bringer show, you're supposed to bring 10 people and you bring 8 and they cut your time by a significant portion or even really at all, I wouldn't do that show again. Because, I mean, the difference between 8 and 10 is not that great. That to me seems, and I might be wrong, but that to me seems like somebody who is just out for money. Basically, use your best judgment. Regardless if it's a Bringer show or not, you should always try to get people to your show. One thing to know about Bringer shows, if you happen to bring a whole lot of people, let's say all your friends, all your family, everybody from your day job, you're probably going to get punished for doing that. It's not intentional, but think of it from all the other comics on the show's perspective and the person putting the show together and even the venue that's selling the drinks and making the money off of that. If you have 50 people show up for a show and there's 75 people there all together, as soon as you go up, there's a good portion of your crowd that may leave. They're there to see you. You're their headliner. So you're probably going to go at the end of the show. Tell your people, stay for the whole show, or chop up the number of people you have coming to your Bringer show. Stagger it out a bit. Because you don't, if you have 50 people that are going to come see you, you don't want to blow that all on one show. You're making that venue and that promoter a whole lot of money. And it, honestly, if you have 50 people that will come out and see you, book your own venue. Get a couple other comics that can bring some people, and then you all split the door. Have somebody at the door, just like they do at regular Bringer shows, saying, okay, who are you here to see? Check it off. And then you go to the one comic, okay, you brought 10 people, here's your cut. You brought 20 people, here's your cut. And then you take the money from however many people you brought. Because you should get that money. And you could also make it free for your friends in that case. I bet your friends would love to go to a free show. That's a whole other thing, though, psychologically. You do want them to pay something, because if it's free, it seems cheap. If they're paying at least $5-$10, it's much better. They're invested now. They're going to behave themselves a lot better than if it's just a free show they can wander on into. Here's a way to do these shows without bringing people. Offer something else of value. For example, when we had our shows, they were weekly, and we wound up doing 5 shows a week at this place called Amagi in Gower Gulch. If anybody out there remembers Gower Gulch, Amagi, we built the stage, we put in the old curtains from Luna Park, we painted the whole place black. It was magical. We had this guy, he would videotape every show, and we would put him up first because he was doing us a favor. He'd give us tapes whenever we needed them, and he was also making money. He would charge comics, I don't know, $20 a tape to just tape their set as well, and he was really good about it. That was very inexpensive to get a tape back then. He had a 3-chip camcorder, like semi-pro camcorder, and he would zoom in. He knew what he was doing. And he did it for the stage time more than the money. Again, we had this very much we're all on this together mentality. So offer something else. Hey, can I host your show? Or, hey, I'll open before the host goes up. I'll be the warm-up comic. Some of these things, they'll take you up on it. Some of it, they may not. If you can't bring people, be really good. You might be in that no man's land between headlining the Comedy Cellar and doing open mic. So maybe you're really on the verge of popping. You're professional. You always do well. You're just not getting the spots in these clubs. Bringer shows, they'll book comics like that. So it's kind of a semi-pro experience, because they want the audiences to come back. So they'll have bringers all the way up through, then they'll slip in somebody with real experience that can keep the show from lagging. And that takes a real talent to be able to splice people in so that the show is overall entertaining, so that people are getting their money's worth. You can't just have 10 people doing it for the first time, because then it's tough on an audience. So be good enough that, yeah, hey, I'll go do a bringer show. Yeah, you don't have to bring anybody. Just go up and kill. All right, I'll do it. You know, just don't go over your time. Realize that there's restrictions. Don't have a big ego about it. Be appreciative. Thank them. Still try to promote it. Try to bring people. The very last resort, if you have to, buy tickets to the show and hand them out to your friends. If they show up, they show up. If they don't, they don't. But you've already paid for five people. If you really need a tape that bad, say, hey, look, I know that there's a, to the producer, to the booker, I know that there's a lot of costs involved in this, that you have to advertise, all that, you know. What if I give you $20 or $50, whatever it's worth to you? I wouldn't do that, but if you have to, that's kind of the last resort. Now, as I said in the very beginning, every show is a bringer show. Here's what I meant by that. You know why Tom Cruise made $100 million this year? Because he brings people to his movies. Do you know why Taylor Swift is making billions of dollars on her tour? She brings people to stadiums. It's called being a draw. Every TV show, every record that's released, every comedy show, anything in entertainment, it's about bringing people in, people willing to spend money and spend time and invest in that product. That's bringing people. I'm talking about it with you on a very small level, but that's what this business is. How many followers do you have? That's a bringer. You're trying to bring those people over to your YouTube channel or your TikTok, or bring the people from TikTok to your comedy show. That's what this is all about, the business side of it. Does it suck? Yeah, for me it does. When I started out, I thought that talent rules the day. I don't like promoting my stuff. I'm not good at it. I have a psychological block where I won't ask people for help. That's why I don't ask anybody to like, share, or subscribe. I think I figured out a way around that too, so I can do it. A loophole. I'm going to use a character. Huh? So that way it's not really me, even though it is me. It's not me, but it's me. But you'll see. Movies, music, comedy, books. It's not about who's the best. There's a lot of undiscovered people that have come and gone. But if you want to be successful, you have to become a draw. Develop a fan base. However you can do that without selling out your soul. Be active on social media. I can't give you any real tips about that because, like I said, I don't know how to do it. I put all my eggs in the Facebook basket. How's that working out? You know what I did when I started? I used to make little flyers. When I was on the road, I would go to the mall and hand them out to people. And I would goof around with them. It was a great way to meet people. But I'd be like, yeah, I'm at Cleveland Hilarities this whole week. You should come out and see the show. And it was a little flyer. It would tell them who I was, what the show was. And I was just featuring. But to see anybody show up with a flyer, I was like, they're at the show. It worked. Plus, it was a fun thing to do while I was on the road. I'd be bored most of the time if I wasn't hungover from acting like a jackass. So yeah, promote your stuff. And if you're going to do bringer shows, do them effectively. Really utilize them as a tool so that you can benefit. I hope you enjoy this, but before you go,
I don't know what the hell this kid's problem is. He says he wants to help comics. Well, shouldn't he be promoting the videos? Huh? No, he says, I don't want to do it because it's cringe. He doesn't want to be cringe when he's 52 years old learning how to do TikTok. I think that's pretty cringe. I don't think asking people to see something that's free that could actually help them is some big embarrassment where People are going to think you're grabby. That's what he's worried about. Oh, he's so grabby. He's trying to get all the views. Marlena, I'm ready for my sponge bath. Like, share, subscribe, hit the bell notification. Tell every comic in your scene to start watching this. Do the 10 jokes a day. Don't listen to this moron with, I'll never tell you to like these videos.
Do whatever the fuck you want.
Let's see what's up with the twinks. Got any good twinks on this computer?